Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Local soccer fans and members of the women's pro soccer team in Boston are celebrating the win by the U.S. women in last night's World Cup final. They beat Japan 5-2, avenging their loss to the same team in the 2011 World Cup final. As WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, throngs of fans turned out for a City of Boston-sponsored watch party last night on a big screen downtown.
I believe that we will win! I believe that we will win! I want to see
it was a massive crowd on Boston's City Hall Plaza, well over 1,000 people, possibly as many as 2,000. Cambridge resident Tanya Smith was one of them. She was at the 2011 loss to Japan, where the U.S. gave up two leads and eventually lost in a shootout.
It was incredibly sad. It was just down to the final, you know, kick and really just tough because we were ahead during the game. We had the momentum, and so it was really it was a hard loss.
But Smith had a good feeling about this game and a sense that things would be all right.
Well, we've been sort of gaining in momentum through the tournament, and Japan hasn't been that strong. The last few games they've played, they really got lucky, frankly, against England.
That feeling turned out to be right, and she didn't have to wait long. It took just 3 minutes for midfielder Carly Lloyd to put the USA ahead. 13 minutes later, the U.S. had added three more goals, giving them a 4-0 lead, and more than they'd need to ultimately win the game 5-2. At the front of the crowd were members of Boston's own women's soccer team, the Boston Breakers. Breakers goalie Alyssa Nayer is the U.S. national team's backup goalkeeper. Breakers midfielder Katie Schepfer is Nayer's roommate back here in Boston.
We've been texting a lot and talking about it, and she's super excited to be there and have front row seats for every game. And every time she's on the TV, we cheer and we're excited for her, and it's fun to see.
The loudest cheers when Nayer got her chance to hold the World Cup trophy. The Breakers are hoping some of the excitement around this year's national team will trickle down to the local level. They still have 4 home games left this summer, many against teams that feature key players from the new World Cup champions.
It's fun to play against them. That's what you want as an athlete and a competitor. You want to play against the best.
Breakers defender Julie King says she's looking forward to getting back on the field against some of the best players in the world. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.